Thursday, I think the Forest Brooklyn had 20 turnovers. I think Milwaukee had 23 turnovers this evening. Just talk about the aggressiveness of your defense and how happy you are about the defense you're showing today.
Yeah, well, it starts at the point of attack, you know, with McKeel tonight and Dyson as well. You know, I think those guys, you know, when you see that, everybody's got to raise their level. So, you know, looking at a guy working like that, something Gabe comes in and picks up, it's, you know, everybody's trying to be, you know, aggressive but also solid at the same time. I think that's really important. You don't want to be gambling. You just want to make people work.
Coach, it's like an 8-point deficit into the half, but I'm curious for you, what do you think the guys sort of buckled down on in terms of that defensive presence in the second half, especially that third quarter where you're able to get up?
Yeah, it's hard to win every quarter. And I thought the way that Milwaukee came out, you know, the ball was moving and they were making us go side to side, and you know, they played well. So I think the biggest thing, you know, for Aubrey was, you know, there was probably three or four times that we switched and we were too soft, and, you know, Rollins rose up in the shot and Porter got downhill. You know, there were some things we needed to not adjust, but just do and execute better. And I thought that happened more in the second half. And, you know, when you have breakdowns, it's hard to build leads. We cleaned up some of those breakdowns, gave ourselves a chance to score. I think maybe there was two possessions in the third quarter where we turned the ball in. They were turnovers that, like, they looked like they might end up with baskets. We had a few too many of those tonight where we didn't take advantage, but we got to the next play and were able to get a stop, and then I think we did score after that. So, you know, that mental toughness and focus is what allows you to go to the league.
Coach, how much has putting a collar in the starting lineup helped this winning streak, and what has you provided in your locker room just in general?
Well, the locker room, really, CJ's, I think, since he's been here, he's at the forefront of it as far as, you know, leadership. We have a lot of guys that, you know, they're willing to talk to each other, and guys that are willing to listen. You know, and I think CJ's presence, you know, when you say talk to each other, sometimes we equate that to getting on a guy, yelling, and sometimes that's the case. But we've got productive conversations that are going on, you know, whether it's Gabe, you know, CJ, of course, a few of the guys that, you know, our vets in this league that understand, you know, what it takes to win, because it's a hard league. CJ probably may have had his most efficient game tonight. So some of it for him is leading by example. You know, when he's got an opportunity to rise up and shoot a three in transition, or there's a pick and roll and he's got an open shot. And then the other times where, you know, he's been willing to get off the ball. And I think that's, you know, that makes his voice even stronger and more credible when we're talking about playing with the pass. So, good to have that presence in the locker room.
So, Coach, before the All-Star break, you guys owned a 42% rebound percentage as a team. Since the All-Star break, it's now jumped up to 55%. That's the second best in the NBA. You guys also seem to be crashing the boards a lot more, especially offensively. What adjustments or emphasis have you and your staff made that have led this kind of turnaround?
Yeah, I mean, that's the emphasis. It's, you know, I think this is a different team. You know, half of the players are different. So it's hard for us this year to compare teams to teams. That said, in addition to having some adjustments, we have, you know, a lot of our core guys that have been here, whether it's JJ, McKeel, Dyson, Onyeka, those guys are giving themselves up. And they're doing things, because the best way, I think we're doing things collectively. You know, there's no one player that's crashing, it's multiple guys crashing. There's no one player that's rebounding, it's multiple guys, you know, being physical and getting bodies on people. on the academy as much as anybody. You know, he gives up a lot. JJ should take him to dinner because he's keeping his eye off the glass. And I think there's also some habits where, you know, we were walking into the rim, the ball's going over our heads, and some of those things, just being more disciplined on things that we've worked on. But over the course of the season, I think, you know, you absorb things over time, and particularly when either you're not executing when you're not doing it, or when you have some success doing it, a lot of times it gets momentum, and I think that's what's occurring. Okay.